The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 13th of December, 2008. It's the birthday of the poet Kenneth Patchen, born in Niles, Ohio, 1911. His father worked in the steel mills, and Kenneth did as well, starting at the age of 17. But he was a writer, went off to college, read Dante, Homer, Shakespeare, Melville, became a migrant laborer in the Deep South, moved to New York City, and there he met his wife, Miriam. Kenneth Patchen, who experimented with multimedia forms in his writing, set some of the poems to jazz, read poems with a jazz sextet, illustrated many of his own book covers, and composed dozens of paintings that were exhibited with poems. He called them painted poems. And even though Kenneth Patchen knew everybody, and everybody knew him, T.S. Eliot and W.H. Auden and E.E. Cummings and Marianne Moore and William Carlos Williams, he never became as well known as one might have expected him to be, perhaps because of his political views. He was a pacifist. He opposed American involvement in World War II. And he was an invalid for much of his adult life. He suffered a terrible back injury in 1937 while he was trying to fix a car. A follow-up operation made it even worse and left him disabled, and he was bedridden for the last two decades of his life. Some of his better-known books were The Journal of Albion Moonlight and Memoirs of a Shy Pornographer. It's the birthday of the poet James Wright, born Martins Ferry, Ohio, 1927, whose collected poems won the Pulitzer Prize in 1972. His father worked for 50 years at a glass factory. His mother worked in a laundry. And many of Wright's poems are about the poverty and loneliness of hardworking people. And it's the birthday of the man who wrote under the name Ross MacDonald. He was born Kenneth Miller in Los Gatos, California, in 1915. His father abandoned the family when the boy was growing up, his mother struggling to support him, sometimes begging for money on the street. He read a lot growing up, even climbing up on the fire escape of the town library at night so he could read the authors who were off limits to young people during the day. And then won a typewriter in a radio quiz show and started writing stories and humor pieces, went on to write spy and crime novels, which were fairly successful. And then one day, he invented a private investigator named Lou Archer. The first Lou Archer novel was The Moving Target in 1949. Ross MacDonald went on to write 18 novels featuring Lou Archer, most of them about characters trying to uncover some mystery at the heart of their families, often having to do with lost fathers. Ross MacDonald, known as one of the authors who helped elevate the mystery novel to the level of literature. Here's a poem for today by Mark Strand, entitled Poor North. It is cold, the snow is deep, the wind beats around in its cage of trees. Clouds have the look of rags torn and soiled with use, and starlings peck at the ice. It is north, poor north. Nothing goes right. The man of the house has gone to work, selling chairs and sofas in a failing store. His wife stays home and stares from the window into the trees, trying to recall the life she lost, though it wasn't much. White flowers of frost build up on the glass. It is late in the day. Brants and Canada geese are asleep on the waters of St. Margaret's Bay. The man and his wife are out for a walk. See how they lean into the wind. They turn up their collars, and the small puffs of their breath are carried away. Poor North, a poem by Mark Strand, from New Selected Poems, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.